Roads closed, pipes frozen, albinos virtually invisible. The Weather Service has upgraded Springfield's blizzard from winter wonderland to a class 3 kill storm.
Well, I don't like the sound of that class 3.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
And Andy, this week it's viewer's choice.
It is indeed, as is our annual tradition. We put it to actually. Well,
we didn't do it last year.
We didn't do it last year. We picked it.
Picked the first. Christmas episode of The Simpsons. Oh, the first episode ever of The Simpsons, which happened to be.
Yeah, that was, wasn't it? Episode one.
Before we dive into things, how the hell are you? Are you all set for the Christmas period?
I am. I've been slightly. My cat's just going mental beside me here. I've been slightly under the weather this week, but I am recovering well, Terry. You'll be glad to know.
I hear you. I might come across a bit bunged up myself.
Yes, we are quite bunged up today. But other than that, yeah, looking forward to Christmas. Have a lot of stuff still to get.
Yeah. Like those politicians in the 90s. A lot done, a lot more to do.
A lot more to do, yeah. You said it. How about you?
I've no shopping done. I got a couple of parcels delivered that I have to go collect tomorrow. And then I have to do the rest of it over the weekend and Christmas Eve, I guess. Maybe Friday. I get into work on Friday. Or get out of work early on Friday, so I might go in and do a little bit there. Nice.
Or how long are you off for?
I am off on Christmas Eve, so probably a half day Christmas Eve, and then I have to go back in probably for another half day on New Year's Eve. The old year and
just to round off those accounts. Yeah, you know, round off the Johnson account.
Yeah, well, yeah. it's not even. You know what? That would even be more interesting if it was like, you know, you have one big person. It's just a bunch of bloody numbers. Anyway, I'm not getting into that. Before I rudely cut you off, you were about to tell us what won the poll.
Yes, indeed.
The North Pole, you might say.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you stole my gag.
you stole my bit.
So anyway, we put up a poll on Twitter. People responded in their droves, Terry.
Oh, their droves, you say?
Droves. Don't ask me for a specific number.
I will not. I wasn't going to put you there.
But we had in third place seasons 13 She of Little Faith, where Lisa becomes a Buddhist.
Rightly in so.
Second place, The Grift of Maggie.
Wrong. Hold on. Let me hold you up there. It's The Grift of the Magi, as opposed to The Gift of the Magi, that old Christmas fable.
Magi.
Yeah.
What's a magi?
It's a thing. I don't know, but this is the thing. The gift of the magi is a thing.
I thought it was something to do with Maggie.
No.
Well, that was way off.
The episode is not about Maggie at all.
The toy company takes over the school. Yeah, right.
Funzo.
The winner with 67% of the votes was Skinner's Sense of Snow.
Now,
season 12.
Am I to believe that the season 23 episode got 0 votes?
0 votes.
Really, yeah?
A grand total of 0%.
And I would say that one is...
Holidays of Future Past.
I've seen that episode once, and I would say that is way better than this episode.
I'm going to level with you, Terry. I watched this episode. And the fans have pulled one over on all Andy and Terry again. What a
sons
crock.
Of bitches.
Listen, we won't give it all away in the intro, but
as the saying goes, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we held this poll over 5 days, and that was the outright winner. So that's what we're doing. And let me tell you, I am a big enough man to admit, Terry, when I am wrong. I was very, very wrong. Because, one, not only was I wrong to pick this as a choice, but I was also wrong. Season 12, I would have put right up there with, like, you know, I don't know, it's still definitely, you know, pretty peak level and all this sort of stuff. My God, how much it had fallen from season where we're currently at 5 to 12. I had no idea that it had gone to those levels already.
Like, I was 10 shocked. 10 is pushing it.
That's so shocking. My whole starting this podcast has completely reopened my eyes to what seasons were good and bad. I would have never even considered 4, and that's the one we started on. I would have said 5 at a stretch, I'll start with. And then, like, if you'd have made me before we started pick the seasons that we chose to cover, I'd have probably gone from like season 6 to season 14 or something like that. Ugh. Like
14.
Can you only imagine what we'd be missing as well?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but anyway, unless you have a look at it, like, you would think like so many ones of season 4 were later on because that's your golden period or whatever like that, like.
That one, the Bigger Brother program, I couldn't believe that was season 4. I was like, oh my God, I've been so wrong.
Well, glad to hear you're wrong. I think it was satisfying to hear a man eat humble pie.
I regularly am.
Shall we dive into this episode?
Please, can I give you some stats and a trivia?
Yeah, hit me.
It was even mad just when I was looking through the stats, the difference in them. First of all, air date, December 17th, 2000.
Oof.
18 years ago, though. How mad is that?
December, oh Jesus, yeah.
Literally, nearly to the day. December 17th, 2000. It got a Nielsen rating of 8.7.
What was
beer? Peanuts.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what was it normally, right?
It was always like 13, 14. If you can hear this noise in the background, my cat is going mental with a bauble from the tree. So, you know, she'll tire herself.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And that was 8.8 million viewers. Finished 33rd place in the ratings for that week, tying with the Drew Carey Show.
Great show.
Yeah, it was a good show, actually. I don't know why I said it like that. It was actually apparently quite difficult for the animators to animate because it was all set in snow. I didn't even really consider that.
No, me
either.
They
were talking about, like, you know, everything needed to be tucked in and blowing in the wind and, you know. To be honest, it seems pretty basic stuff if you're an animator. They apparently had a problem with it. And to be honest, I don't have a lot else. I do know that it came from something that happened to one of the writers of the episode, Tim Long. And he basically found out as a kid that all the other schools, bar his, were closed. And so they went in and ended up getting stuck in the school. And the dads with snow plows or whatever brought them food while they were waiting for them to get out and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, that was, you know, interesting.
That's interesting.
But, like, the premise itself I thought was interesting.
I actually have that written down there. It's like wasted potential.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
The only thing
I don't have much
the only
else.
Thing I would say about the trivia is it features an inordinate amount of jokes involving the male genitalia.
This joke?
No, this episode.
Or this episode, I mean.
So it's like there's the circus performer who's like gyrating in Homer's face, thrusting his crotch. Yeah. There is Wiggum, supposed to be like urinating in the snow with his coffee.
Yeah.
There
coffee,
is Willy saying, "That's the last time you'll slap your Willy around."
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
The ranch dressing hose.
Oh, yeah.
Skinner saying, "Chew through my ball sack."
Jesus,
there's a lot. Like,
up one after
a lot, like,
they never depended on that back in the day.
Just funny, like not like odd, not funny. you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, bizarre funny.
What was...
Makes sense.
Your couch gag?
It was like the football is tossed in the sitting room and they dive after it as football players.
Yeah, and Maggie, it's around the time of Maggie becoming... I mean,
it was fine, but, you know, I don't expect anything from the couch gag.
But it's the kind of thing that where, you know, it's like Maggie is ostensibly a badass in every situation, or they try to make her like...
Yeah.
So it's like she's the one that jumps out of them, does a little twitch down dance or whatever like that, like, you know.
Yeah, she's the secret badass of the family.
And when, like... I always think when I see these things in later series, I'm like, it seems so forced compared to, say the one where Marge's in the play, and you know, Maggie's doing the breakout of the and like that seems so natural compared to like now later on in the series.
The whole thing, to be honest, seemed kind of forced to me. I mean, you know.
Anyway,
just we'll get to it as we go, but I mean,
let's just dive in straight away.
Let's just get this thing over with.
Welcome back to Pigskin Preview. Denver, Green Bay, who do you like?
That's football, right? Well, I'm going to take the Broncos in this game because the Packers will be blinded by Jerry's tie.
Tremendous.
I'm more worried about Al's jacket. How many stations can you get on that thing?
All right, listen. I am sick of your jokes about the wardrobe. You people can dress yourselves.
Well, folks, he's got a point. With all our unscripted horseplay, we sometimes don't think about...
Lenny, are you watching this?
Yeah, they really hurt that guy's feelings.
I know.
I know we've sort of said how... maybe we didn't enjoy this episode, and I was like, I was like, have I got the right episode? Because at the start, I was like, oh, this is pretty entertaining.
I did think that it started off funny. That clip was funny.
And it's like, I'm gonna go with Denver because the Packers will be blinded by Jerry's tie. He's like, oh, the other guy, I'm more worried about Al's jacket. Hey, how many stations are you gonna get on that thing?
And from what I've seen, like, I don't watch a lot of American sports, but like the punditry or whatever does seem to be quite like that.
Yeah, like they're having a bit of crack. They're having a good time.
Just a couple of guys having a good time.
And I like that. Like, obviously the guy coming out is a bit of a stereotype. The wardrobe.
He's
a bit camp or whatever, but I like the whole listen, with all our unscripted horseplay, we sometimes don't think about it. And it just kind of cuts away to Homer gossiping on the phone with Lenny, which is also a lovely touch, I thought, like, to be honest.
Yeah, and the fact as well, this is like, it's like you're watching this, like, yeah, they really have that guy's feeling.
Yeah. I think it's a big nosedive.
So it's pretty hard left turn.
Yeah, so they are going to the circus. They're going to see Cirque du Soleil.
Did you like that gag?
I like the Brett Favre part of it. I did not like the September.
Was it? Yeah.
No, I like it. Yeah, you know.
I liked it. Like, at first I was thinking, right, Cirque du Soleil, which is fine. Yeah, it's fine. I'm being too harsh already. I have to have more of an open mind.
No, I can see what you mean. But they can't. I mean, it's better than them saying Cirque du Soleil, I think, you know?
Yeah.
It's better that they're doing their own knockoff or whatever.
I think they actually asked the writers to go to a Cirque du Soleil show for this episode, and they refused.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, they just did it anyway.
I like the idea as well. This marriage, like, they're only in town for 8 months.
Yeah.
And Homer putting his sports flag down and picking up his French circus one was quite a nice touch as well. Like.
Yeah.
So they get to the circus, and it's Lisa's. I don't know. I like some of the wordplay in this episode. I actually think it drops off a cliff when the snow starts.
Really?
Like, I like some of the stuff here where it's like a circus full of whimsy and wonder, and Homer's like, oh, that's way better than fun and entertainment.
Like, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty, I liked that. Like that. I was like, a little smile. and I like the idea of, like, they're saying, oh, they don't believe in refunds or exploiting animals. And Homer is like, I wanted to see him fire a gorilla out of a cannon. Yeah.
And then the fact that it starts, he's like, enjoy the show, for one day we shall die.
Aww. And like with the clown, he's like, I cannot get the lid off my jar of rainbows. Will you help me?
And like, he's like the biggest stooge ever.
Yeah, he's like,
but I cannot help you.
And like Homer is like, just smash it open.
And if you can do it, your heart is pure. Oh, puree.
And then, like, he starts flying or whatever like that. Like,
Mars, not suspicious at all. They always pick the guy with the wires.
Yeah. And a nice little adult joke slipped in here when they see the contortionists. And Marge says to Homer, those exotic positions, they're given... Yeah. And it's like, of course it's to clean the bathroom.
Yeah. Once I'd like to see just like a thought bubble and just to actually see, no, what is it specifically that you're thinking of there? I'd like them to go a little blue, like they went with that pot episode. I'd like them just to have a once-off episode on at like 10 o'clock.
Of like what? R-rated? Like
pure film.
Sex?
Yeah. That's what I'd like to see. Now they're probably going to do it now. They're throwing everything at the wall these days.
I haven't watched a new one.
Nor I, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm speaking completely out of turn. but proceed.
So the wind starts to pick up and Mel says a storm is coming. He can feel it in his bone. Yeah.
That was a joke.
Yes, that was a joke.
That was a joke that they made.
Yeah. I like how, just even some of the words, is the cloud goddess is ripe with rain babies.
Yeah.
And then that little visual gag of they're all hooked up together. Un, deux, trois.
Oh, yeah.
And then like they form the shape of a kite.
Form a human kite.
Yeah. Like, get stuck in a tree. And there's the man on the radio when they're driving home.
Stop Ralph right there, Terry. Ooh.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to sell us our second clip of the evening. We will play it and come back.
Well, sir, we've got ourselves a classic nor'easter meeting a classic sou'wester. Overnight, expect rain, turn into freezing rain, turn into sleet, turn into snow, and then melting in the summer.
Snow? Maybe they'll cancel school.
Look, the sea captain's all hunkered down.
Yeah, help! I was tied here by teenage pirates.
The following schools are closed today. Shelbyville, Ogdenville, Ogdenville Tech, and Springfield Elementary. My dear Watson Detective School.
No.
And lastly, Springfield Elementary School is open.
No.
And it's open season on savings at Springfield Menswear, which is closed.
No, everyone's off but us.
Oh, stop. Your father and I don't get the day off.
Lenny says we've got the day off. Yippee!
I have to say, again, you know, always when we dive a little deeper into these episodes, I sort of remember, I think that the funniest bit I found from this episode that actually made me laugh a bit out loud was, I was tied here by teenage pirates. I don't know why.
It's just a great sight gag because, you know, the idea of the captain, they used to tie themselves to the mast of the ship or whatever like that. Like,
they assume he did it himself. Like,
yeah, but it was like teenage pirates is just funny. I think. Yeah. Like,
I like that joke.
And I like as well where it was the schools are closed, Shelbyville, Ogdenville, Ogdenville Tech, and Springfield Elementary. My dear Watson Detective School. Now, I don't think I ever picked up on that before.
I never did either, really. Yeah. My dear Watson, detective school. Yeah. But what I also didn't pick up on was, you know, in the monorail episode where he sold monorails to Ogdenville, North Haverbrook. Are they all made up names?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't know that. Ogdenville, I had my doubts, but North Haverbrook sounded like a real place.
No. What?
I don't know. Ogdenville, I don't know the all the places. Mall.
They're just like the... They made them up to...
I mean, Ogdenville...
I don't know all the places. Like, what... Come on, man.
I just didn't get it. I just figured there were just three obscure places in America.
No, well, Ogdenville is like one they've used. It's like Shelbyville, like, you know.
All right. See, this podcast is teaching me a thing or two. It's teaching me a lot of things, to be honest.
I did like the line as well. I was like, oh, and it's open season on savings at Springfield Menswear, which is closed.
And also, I always like the fact that like, you know, Marge... is always trying to sort of get the kids to be like, oh, look, your dad is... And then Homer's always, like, rubbing it in their face, like, Lenny says we got the day off. It's like, my damn wiener kids are listening. Like, he's always just, like, not sparing their feelings at all.
And you see Homer outside. Next, he's making a snow angel, but it's a snow devil.
Oof, that was rough.
Did not like that.
That was my first sign, to be honest. I was like, don't like that.
And you get a little bit of a not a montage, but a view around, you know, everybody on the day off. This joke makes no sense to me, that it's like Wiggum, and it's supposed to be he's taking a piss, fair enough, but it's like
so like tonally wrong or something.
And he's like, oh, like, Lou, could you shake the last few drops for me? And then he walks away, and it's like, oh, he's like shaking out coffee from the thing. It's right? Like, oh, where's the coffee though? But it's like, the joke doesn't make sense, because like, why would he be?
Yeah,
I know that's supposed to be the joke, that oh, he's using coffee, but it's just crap. Like, it's just a crap joke.
It's
like,
just a bad joke. It was, you know what? And there was a few jokes where like my reaction was more like, wow.
Yeah.
That was one of them. Wow.
So they are in school, and Skinner is there, and he's proud of them because most of the students didn't show up on this, the last day before Christmas break. Like, just give them the day off.
I know.
Yeah. And they're looking for the teachers, and the teachers' union called an emergency caucus.
Caucus, 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 caucus. I did like the fact I did like the fact just before that, though, where he's like, you've kept intact my Cal Ripken like school openage.
And then he decides they're going to put on a little movie, and I go, watch his favorite movie about a grinchy little character who tries to steal Christmas.
Oh, what's that, Blitzen? Why, yes, it is Christmas Eve.
I'm happy. It's the Christmas Hobgoblins.
What the hell is this?
It's classic mirthmaking is what it is.
I will always be true, spend my days pitching woo to you.
Oh, he's been singing for 2 hours.
This couldn't have less to do with Christmas. And I think that's a stagehand.
And I love you too. I am you and you are you. Oh, you and me together, you can see.
Well, this was probably the highlight of the episode for me.
The Hobgoblin song?
I don't know. Yeah, just like, look, the look of the Hobgoblins. first of all, they go in, and then it's like, spend my days preaching woo to you.
Like, walk him like this.
Yeah, he's like, he's been singing for 2 hours, and it's like, this couldn't have less to do with Christmas. And there's a stage hand, and like, your mind just like, yeah, walking on with like, coffee for whoever, and just like, backing out of frame. I like the little line as well. He's like, well, you won't get to see Santa's big sing-off, but things are close to the usual time. They got more singing.
And he won't even like let them off a second early. He's like, to the usual dismissal time. 2, 1. There it is.
There it is.
He's a stickler.
So the guys are stuck in school and back to Simpson's household, and they've got Kent Brockman.
I did like that. He's like, roads closed, pipes frozen, albinos virtually invisible.
Yeah. But I had to say, like, it got a little chuckle at me, but it's like a big drop off from the stuff we are getting in season 4 and 5.
Oh, that
are like,
sure.
It's gold from Kent Brock. Normally it's like,
yeah,
a home run. This one was like, yeah.
It's pretty, yeah.
First base, second base.
It's because all the secondary characters were so, like, they hadn't been squeezed dry, you know.
Yeah.
I mean? They were only in it. Like, chances are, like, even when we're watching, like, season 5, Kent Brockman's only been in it maybe, I don't know, a dozen, well, maybe more than a dozen times, but, like, you know.
But, yeah, like, he wouldn't be close to having his own episode or anything like
that.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
This was a real weird thing where the city snowplows sold off to billionaire Montgomery Burns in an orgasm of poor planning. Yeah. And it's like they're playing, I don't know what they're playing.
Hockey?
Rocket League.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Again, another, like, this is a lazy joke. It's like, how will the kids get home? He's like, I don't know, internet? Yeah.
The stink of late era Simpsons all over this episode.
Yeah. And, like, you think that it's also another, what, goes on for another 10 years after this?
What, I mean, more.
Yeah, what are they on now?
18 years after this. They're on season 30 now, right?
Are they? No, they can't be.
Isn't it?
They never. Surely they're not.
Well, this is 18 years on.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't mean that it's...
They usually do a season a year. I don't know.
Let me see right now.
Well, now I gotta find out. Simpsons latest episode... Yahoo search. What is this computer doing?
Yeah, it's season 30, yeah.
Boom. So, I mean...
Yeah. Yahoo.
I know.
Yahoo.
That's bad.
So, back to the episode. They're stuck there for the duration. I like that line from Kearney. It's my kid's birthday.
Yeah.
And Martin is doing a puzzle with Grandmama, and she'll finish without me. And it's like, surely that somebody's gonna punch him for that.
I was like, waiting for that.
Yeah, and there's nothing. Like, okay, that's it.
But then I think there is. It is almost a payoff in the fact that later in the episode, I'm pretty sure, like, he says something else, and Nelson just absolutely wallops the shit out of him, like, for an extended beat down or something. I mean, maybe I'm remembering it. I'm mixing up my shows and characters, but I seem to remember that coming later.
I'm not sure. Well, we'll see if we get there.
We'll find out. Goddamn idiot.
I liked how Nelson claims to be part Eskimo and he'll cut a trail.
Yeah.
This one didn't land for me because I don't really know. I assume Christy Yamaguchi is part Eskimo.
I think she's like a figure skater or something.
Okay, yeah. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah, ice skater or whatever, yeah.
I like the idea of the missing the itchy and scratchy where they finally kiss.
Yeah, I know. I like the way they say finally kiss as well.
Yeah.
And also, I noticed in this season as well, because you know the way you can sort of, when there's a big jump of like 7 years on from where we were to where we are now, from season 5 to season 12. Like, Nelson's voice has already gotten considerably deeper, as I remember.
Yeah.
I remember thinking this as I was watching this episode, that just, like, oh, there's deep voice Nelson. Where he went from...
a touch.
Where he went from, like, ha-ha, to ha-ha.
Ho-ho, yeah.
That was the start of it.
Yeah. So, Homer and Flanders are on the case, and they're going to rescue the kids. But he sawed off the top of Ned's house and put it at the front of the car to make a snowblow.
My car, your roof.
But it's my car.
Well, yeah.
And then I did like this bit, I have to say. Yeah. Whatever happened to the plow from your old snowplow business? Like, I never had a snowplow business.
Sure you did. Mr. Plow, you're wearing the jacket right now.
And I was like, I think I know my own life, Ned. Call me Mr. Plow.
I like that. I like a good throwback joke.
Yeah. And they're at the school, and Willie is handing out the food.
What's everyone getting? An apple and a handful of relish?
Yeah. And then, yeah, like, even this, like, when he says, if you don't eat your relish, you're not getting any mayonnaise. That was just turning my stomach.
Lock these people part up. Of it.
Yeah. So, Nelson is starting to sort of...
crack.
Get a bit of a riot going. Yeah. And... I like that. Like, what would Superintendent Chalmers be like? Skinner? Yeah. That's no help.
And I knew that joke was coming as well.
Yeah. But it works. Like.
Yeah. Scary.
And then he looks at his old footlocker and he says, back in Nam, well, he could command some respect.
Let me stop you right there, Terry. We got a clip from said Nam, and we will be back after this.
Think, Skinner, think. What would Superintendent Chalmers do?
Skinner!
Yeah, that's no help. Ah, my old footlocker. Back in Nam, I could command respect.
Sarge, let's make a break for it while the guards are partying with Jane Fonda.
Nope, too dangerous. We're all gonna sit tight and reminisce about candy bars.
One time, I'm eating a candy bar at the beach, and a girl starts taking off her bathing suit.
Get back to the candy bar.
And the hell with this. I'm getting out of here.
No, you fool! That elephant ate my entire platoon. Well, I'm not going to let it happen again.
My favorite part of this clip was... when they're reminiscing about candy bars, you're like, I'm eating a candy bar at the beach, and a girl starts taking off her bathing suit. He's like, get back to the candy bar.
Skinner's just been so straight-laced his whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Then, I liked the fact that the elephant ate his entire platoon.
Yeah. And then he comes out after the clip in his uniform, and he's all business.
See, if that was real life, you would just be laughed at. You know what I mean? Like, I would think if he just came out, maybe in Ireland, if he just came out in a new, like, military outfit and tried to command respect.
But, like, if you're just there with him,
I suppose,
on your own, like, say it was somebody who looked like he was in the army as well, like, and it was just like 14 students and this man.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then he started acting like quite rough. You would be kind of crazy. Like, huh? Yeah, like, oh Jesus.
I like the fact that when he's sort of laying down the law, like, he puts Nelson on the coat rack.
Nelson on the coat rack, yeah.
And Nelson tries to cite the riot, saying, like, don't just stand there. And the fact that, like, Skinner counts him, he's like, 5, 10, 15, can you two share a hug? It's like, just making sure there's enough coat hooks for all of them. And, like, the fact that the twins just agree, yes, sir, like, it's just this
So, back with Homer and Flanders, they're flying along. And
I did like this next line.
It's like, I think we hit something. I hope it's Flanders.
Flanders, like, I.
He's stuck on his face, like. Yeah. And I was like, oh, hey, I was just kidding. You're all right.
Yeah, that was a good joke. I like that. I'll give credit where it's due there.
Yeah. So basically, we're back at the school and it's night time. Skinner leaves a bucket beside Bart's head. If anybody wants
piss
to
bucket
pee,
beside
yeah,
Bart's head.
Put it in the corner, like.
Yeah. He should actually be locked up.
Yeah. So
Bart decides to tunnel out.
Yeah, it does a. He does a pretty good job in the end.
I was thinking that he got pretty far. I mean, I would wonder in real life would that work or would it just collapse in immediately?
I think you would need
some structural support.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure, if somebody got fired for that one.
I like how they're in the car with Homer and Ned again, and they're rocking out to. Feel like making love.
To rock and
feel like me.
That's all I think of. That's all I think of when I hear that song. It's the Chef Aid.
Oh, version. Baby. Oh, baby. I think about love. So, but I didn't like the fact that he's like, oh, like Flanders, like, you really wrote it? He's like, yeah, as a tribute to Princess Di and Dodie. It's like, weird.
Yeah. That's kind of, yeah. Didn't last for
it's
me.
Odd. Oh. And then we get Ralph back at the school and he can't sleep without his Reggie Rabbit.
Is that some sort of plush novelty?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, here's a scouring pet. It's just as good.
It's cold and hurdy.
He has it so readily available as well. He just, without even moving. Here you go. What's he doing with it?
So, like you say, Bart has the tunnel going and... I guess the most famous thing that covered this episode probably is coming up next, where Skinner says, oh, one collapse and you've got a snow casket. And Bart says, I was going to put buttresses in. And he's like, gonna, wanna, shana.
Yeah.
And I remember like other people like using that.
Really?
I don't remember that. Yeah.
Ugh.
You're running different circles, obviously.
Yes, sir.
So he asked Willie to destroy the tunnel. But Willie says that he did do a bunny job, sir.
Defying orders, eh? And I see you Scotsmen are thrifty with courage, too.
Okay, Skinner. That's the last time you'll slap your Willie around.
So he's gone. How does he...
get out? I don't know.
Yeah, because he quits. Does he just walk off?
Just walks off stage. And then Skinner decides to, you know, close it, but he gets stuck in the snow. Neck, up to his neck in the snow. And, you know, you get a bit of Bart being a jerk. He's like, what's the problem, Seymour? Stuck.
That's precisely the problem, and you know it.
What's that? You want the pee bucket on your head?
No, you're twisting my words.
Yeah.
He's still, like...
Yeah, he's still just...
So
dead straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get, like, a bit of a, like, montage of them taking over the school.
Yeah.
And then next is... I think they have him in the dodgeball sack.
Oh, yes.
And, like, even the sound of him, like, cinching it up around his neck. I was like, oh. And then they all start, like, pelting him with dodgeballs.
I know. Expel every one of them when they're back.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, this all happened still. You're all expelled.
We forgot to actually mention that, like, Homer and Flanders hit a fire hydrant and kind of got a bit frozen. They're stuck in the car.
And it was probably one of the best visual gags in the episode as well.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that they hit the thing and they just get frozen instantly.
But then the sort of fumes in the engine are
they send them off to Slumber Town.
Yeah. And we're back at the school, and I don't know, what does he have writing? I ain't no doofus, or I ain't not no doofus, or something like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to write it. It's a grammatical nightmare. And we get Bart acting, or he's affecting Vietnamese accent. Mao, did he, Mao?
Couldn't do that nowadays, could you?
Oh, worry.
How about you get rid of Bart from the show, creator of The Simpsons? But why do it now? Wait another 30 years and then go back and do it.
So, I did like this gag where Skinner's like, I got the cramp in my wrist. And Bart's like, oh, boo-hoo. All the times I've done it, it sounds like a cement mixer.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good sound effect to use.
Yeah.
I will give them that.
So they're trying to get him to climb the rope.
No one can climb a rope. It's physically impossible.
And then they're in his office. And they're kind of...
going through their permanent records.
Yeah. Did you get the underachiever and proud of it gag?
I didn't, to be honest.
So that was like the description of Bart when they like debuted on the Tracy Ullman show. How you describe Bart is like, he's an underachiever and proud. That's why I was like, how old is this thing?
Yeah. That's a little throwback, I suppose.
Yeah.
For the diehard fans.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're still watching in season 12.
Diehard, yeah. God. Season 12.
So they kind of... Oh yeah, they try it, like, because Lisa's one says she's an outstanding student with a slight tendency towards know-it-allism.
Yeah,
like, that's not even a word. I like this.
I think I'm just gonna play this clip really quick of just where they see how much Skinner makes, because I actually quite like this scene. So we'll play it and come back.
Hey, look how much Skinner makes! $25,000 a year.
Wow!
Let's see, he's 40 years old. Times 25 grand. Whoa, he's a millionaire.
Wow.
I wasn't a principal when I was one.
Plus, in the summer, he paints houses.
He's a billionaire.
Wow.
If I were a billionaire, why would I be living with my mother? They're just not responding to logic anymore.
I like this scene just because it sort of makes the kids kind of kids. You know what I mean?
It sums up how a child's mind works.
Yeah, like as smart as they think they are, they're just literally seeing that he makes 25 grand and going, whoa. Like that was, that actually, I was expecting them to laugh at 25 grand with the fact that like they think that's loads, and then they add up how old he is and think he's a millionaire. Like, yeah, I like that.
As if like he has no expenses.
Yeah. I wasn't principal when I was one.
Like, plus in the summer he paints houses. He's a billionaire. So there's only one man that can help him now. It's Nibbles.
The only issue I had with Nibbles was, well, I'll save it because I think it's actually later on in the episode.
I don't know how I feel about that trope of like the hamster or the little animal is going to save them. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you know, and I remember like American Dad is a show that I do actually quite like, but they did a similar thing so much better, where it was like he had a mouse with him or something like that at one point, and he was like, basically, like, he got locked, like his friends left him with like a bunch of murderous drug dealers, and like they're gonna like take his legs or like cut off one of his legs or something like that, like, and he like at one point he's like, "Cheezers, get him," and the mouse just like runs off and he's like, "You coward." And then he shows up the next day and work on crutches with like the bottom part of his leg missing. And they were like, "Oh my god, Stan." And it's like, "Ah, just kidding." And they're like, How did you get away? He's like, "Cheezers came back." And it's like, you know, they have like this little mouse come back, kills four drug dealers or whatever.
Yeah, that was an example of when it was used well.
Yeah, as opposed to this one here. I just didn't like it at all. Like,
it did nothing.
No, it did nothing. Like, I don't, like that one there, at least it's like, it's a fun, clever way of like, it, this happened off screen or whatever, something completely improbable.
Yeah.
But it's just the delivery of it as well, like, was way better than this one here. It was just,
yeah.
Ugh, I don't know.
Did nothing. It was an unnecessary sort of joke. Especially because, you know, I know we're near the end anyway, but like, it's like, there's no...
It's really only setting it up for the ball sack thing at the
basically.
End.
Basically.
Yeah.
Because he gets let out, somehow he gets let out right in the top of the snow. So I don't know if how that happened. And then, because he just sort of put him out the window, and then Nibbles is on top of the snow. But then when he goes down under the snow, like, I know we're jumping ahead slightly here, but when the car comes in and, you know, Nibbles just flies in through the windshield.
Yeah.
Like, where is he coming from? Why is he flying anywhere? Like, what happened there? There's no explanation. Did he?
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, what are we? So he sends Nibbles out, and they're basically saying, he's trying to bribe Nelson. It's a hall monitor position coming up. He give it to him. Didn't like this joke.
I spit on your monitor.
Nelson's just, yeah. I know, that's why the position's available. Ba-dum-tsh. So then we get Homer in the car with Ned.
So Homer's dreaming of all the women dancing around him, and he's like, "I grow weary of your sexually suggestive dancing. Bring me the ranch dressing hose." Do you think that's a sexual innuendo? Because I didn't even think of that.
I think so. That like this giant hose that like sprays white into his mouth. Like, could have been anything. Like, why did it have to be ranch dressing? Like,
I suppose. Yeah.
You know, it could have been anything.
I really hope not. For this,
but I did like the whole when it was the camel and it's like, "Homer, Homer," like it's Ned, like it's coming in.
The car is filling with, I know, ranch dressing.
And like you say, the hamster ball just like whizzes in.
Yeah, where'd it come from?
Out of nowhere, like.
Ridiculous.
I did like the plan, like, just like the one that saved Ezekiel. So then the next thing, Homer drive it. He's like, "Oh, this car's got cruise control. Scoop." Like, you've just survived a near-death thing. Like,
yeah, they make Homer extra dumb here.
Yeah, and it's like never, like he's been driving around the car for how long?
Yeah. That,
like, he just decides now. So then I did like the, when the guy at the silo sees the car coming and is like, "My horoscope was right. It's like, you will face challenges today."
Yeah. That actually gave me a laugh as well.
Yeah. So they're burning books back at the school.
Yeah.
Johnny Tremaine is gone. And
Huckleberry
Finn. Yeah.
I like the fact that when Homer's like, "Do you have airbags in the car?" And Ned's like, "The church opposes them for some reason."
Again, what was that? It's like, it sounded like a silo tipping over.
Now, like, this
it's not
this,
as good as the pig fainting.
Yeah, know? Yeah. They went back to the well a bit with that one.
Yeah,
I think it was this bit where it was like, was it Ralph who said, "With a little help," or Martin, who said, with a little help from our friend, sodium chloride. And Nelson absolutely wails on him, repeatedly hitting him. I thought that was funny.
And like you say, everybody is sort of, the salt has melted all the snow, and Nibbles ends up back at Skinner, and we get that, now chew through my ball sack.
Yep.
And like the hamster. The joke
they were working for 5 minutes. The big payoff finally came.
I like this though, Superintendent Chalmers shows up, first of all, in his outfit, on his what do you call it, snowmobile,
yeah.
He's like, there better be a good explanation. He's like, first of all, I was like, what are you doing in that ridiculous duffel, Seymour? And is that burning literature I smell? There better be a good explanation for this.
There is, sir.
Ah, then I'm happy. He drives off.
I like
that. I like that too. I love Chalmers, you know.
Like, yeah, it's hard to go wrong with Chalmers. And Skinner, to be honest, for a lot of it.
Skinner... this episode.
It was a rare miss, this one, yeah.
They didn't use him very well, I have to say.
Yeah.
But I did like the line reading coming up where he's like, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's pretending things didn't happen. He's like, and I think this is one of those.
One of which?
Exactly.
No, seriously, I wasn't listening.
One of those situations where...
Gotcha. Come on, kids.
But I was like, that bit where he's like, one of those situations where, like, he's like, oh, God, I have to explain it to him. Like,
yeah. I actually completely missed that joke for some reason. Yeah. I think I tapped out by that point.
Yeah. And then Homer. This is a line I actually use all the time. Is, come on, kids, let's leave this awful place and never come back. I always use that. Let's leave this awful place and never come back.
Brilliant.
And then, really weird ending.
They all get the exhaust pipe leaks and they all start tripping, I guess.
No, I think it's just Homer that's tripping.
Oh, is it just him? Yeah.
And like Lisa turns into the camel, and then...
I tell you, I didn't like that bit at all where he's like, Merry Christmas from The Simpsons. Honk.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really didn't like that one.
The bit I didn't like where it was quite disturbing where it was like Bart turns into the belly dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ignore her, Fendi. We have each other. And Homer's like, oh, baby. Like...
And you can never get away with the line now where he's like, no use struggling, my beloved Shalamina.
Shalamina.
Yeah. No use struggling, imagine.
God.
Oh, boy. We made
it. Well, yeah, we made it. Shall we jump right into ratings?
Let's put the lid on this casket. Let me ask you, Terry, what did you think of it?
Well, in the true Festivus spirit, I got a lot of problems with this episode.
And now you're going to hear about it.
Rough.
Yeah.
There was promise. There's a lot of promise there, but like, really, the jokes I liked at the start, like how you get from going to Cirque du Soleil to It's Snow Inn or whatever that, like that one thing has nothing to do with the other. You know, like,
but see,
it's not very elegantly done.
That's what they did so much as well. I know we keep going back to it, but that reverse engineering thing. And I literally think, say, for this episode, for example, they would have said, right, we need a storm. What funny thing can we have that ends in a storm? And they could just go anywhere with it. But, like, they're completely untied stories. They're like two little mini stories, you know?
Yeah. And, like, yeah, that's true. It's like part one is finished. Now part two is. Yeah,
okay, we've gotten to this destination. It doesn't matter how we got there. We're here now. Now let's get on with the rest of this. You know what I mean? Like, whereas in season 4 and 5, it was all within the same story.
Yeah, or like, they just, even if they did, like you say, sort of reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
They did it so much more elegantly.
Yeah.
That it's like it seamless. Wasn't
so obvious. Yeah, exactly.
Like, look,
I mean, the fact that I'm picking up on something like this, like, it must be very in your face.
Yeah. Just like I say, they didn't use. I think this is like the worst use of Skinner.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm sure he's been used worse since, but like.
Yeah. At that point.
Yeah, and just the idea of just wasn't that funny, like,
no.
At all. Like, you know,
it was not.
It's funnier us talking about it.
I actually, as per with a lot of those episodes, I enjoy talking about it more. Would you have an MVP for this one?
Would I have an MVP? I'm going to give it to the Christmas Hobgoblin.
He was pitching woo to you.
Pitching woo to you.
And can I trouble you for a rating?
4.1.
Ooh. Oh my god.
That's how low it was.
That is for you.
Oh, yeah. That's probably going to be my all-time low.
Yeah.
Because the only, actually, if we had done the one when Lisa was the Buddhist, I'd say that one would have been lower.
Were they, like this was one, this one and that one the two that I picked?
Yeah. And I, like, I purposely didn't pick them. I had the list of Christmas episodes and I was like...
You're probably cursing me when I was like, I pick... He's like, cause like, you picked 11. It's like, I'll go 12 and 13.
It's slim pickings though, because it gets like...
Yeah.
The reason I picked the season 23 one as well, because it was like... I'd seen it once and I always liked those episodes of like a time jump. Like, you know, where Lisa gets married or whatever, like that one.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I like that.
I was like, at least, you get to see some, it's something that's different, and you get to see some, like, sort of cool stuff. Like, I like seeing the idea of, like, Bart and Lisa as adults.
Yeah.
That's sort of different. But look, I was looking to the rest of the list. I was like, we're going to be covering them in our run of, like, season 7 and season 9 of, like, the top 2 Christmas episodes. Yeah.
I was really hoping when I seen that one, I was like, oh, what about that one? I was like, oh no, that's in our wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
Dan
that's
Brown.
Right.
Uh-huh. Catfish.
Catfish.
My MVP would have to be, you know what? I'm going to give it to Homer in this one.
He's pretty good.
I liked Homer in it. I would give it, to be honest, I was going to give it a 4.8.
Stick with it then.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not used to giving a higher rating than you, Terry, but 4.8. And I thought that was still being fairly kind because, you know, it's usually a sign of an episode if I'm looking to sort of single out clips to use in the episode and stuff. And when I'm like, Jesus, what am I going to use here?
You struggle there, I guess.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, actually, listening to them back again and everything, they were actually funnier than I thought they were going to be as I was watching it. But
I think the analysis of it is funnier than the delivery. That's what the problem is. That's like,
exactly it.
The delivery of it is like,
because it's a good concept. They just delivered it wrong. Yeah.
And it's like the episode itself just wasn't enjoyable, I didn't think at all. Like, so
I'd wonder if they even enjoyed it watching it back, you know?
They're getting paid. Like,
they don't care. Yeah. Couldn't even be arsed to go to Cirque du Soleil.
Exactly.
Can we plug it up, Terry? Can we plug
we
up
can plug
this
it up.
Leaking dam? Where can they find us?
They can find us online. You can find us at on Facebook at Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. There is plenty of sort of clips and picks that do go up or any other stuff if it's about there. Where else can they find us?
Well, funny you should ask, Terry. You can find us on Twitter at Put It in H Pod. That's Twitter at Put It in H Pod. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us on all good podcast apps, iTunes, basically anywhere.
What should they do if they see us at iTunes there, Andy?
Well, Terry, another excellent question. They may think to rate us and review It Is Christmas. We don't ask for much. We just pump out free content week after week. So, you know, chucking us a little five-star review would be a nice little surprise, to be honest, at this stage. Yeah. And if you happen to find your way... now, here's the other thing, because I used to think, okay, you have to go on to iTunes, you have to do this, blah, blah, blah. But since I've become, as you would so callously put it, an iPhone wanker, I realise, holy shit, I could just rate things mad easy on the podcast app on my phone. So it's easier than ever before. So it sort of adds extra insult to injury, to be honest.
that but, you're not doing it?
Yeah, but if you are, yeah. A rating would be great. I think
you can also, if you want to mail us, you can catch us at putitinhpod@gmail.com. That's mm-hmm. putitinhpod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to be taking, what, a week or so off?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And we'll be back in the new year with season 5, episode 6.
What Marge episode?
On the Lamb.
Oh, yes, indeed. Looking forward to that one. Looking forward to getting back into the warm bosom of season 5.
And let me tell you something, Andy. I always get what I want.
I said no, thank you.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm sorry. I completely misunderstood.